We're holding the last line of Chesam Abeis. Still on the topic of Kisei Adam, but now we're gonna segue from that into another case. Amar Rabba, shachat sipur me'erev yamtiv. A person shechted a bird or a wild animal on erev yamtiv and did not yet cover the blood. Ein machasenayis b'yamtiv. You can't cover that blood on yamtiv. You should have covered it the day before. In fact, Rabbi Hanano used the word pasha, that he was careless and didn't cover it. So now on Yom Tov, the Chachamim are not going to allow you to use the various loopholes that we talked about yesterday in order to cover it. After all, not covering it is not going to prevent you from Simchas Yom Tov, because, like we said yesterday, you are allowed to eat the meat even without Kisei Adam. You're missing out the mitzvah? Well, tough luck. You had the chance to do the mitzvah yesterday. Why didn't you?
It's too late.
Yes. Parsha, sometimes parsha means careless. Sometimes, usually it means like careless. Sometimes it means careless. Sometimes it means like he deliberately did not. Here we don't have to say it means deliberately not. It can mean that he was careless. Yeah. However, a similar case where something is normally also on Yom Tov, and here we're going to make it mutter. Gilgal isim erev Yom Tov. If you needed a dough on erev Yom Tov, mafresh men chalasa b'Yom Tov, then you're allowed to take off challah from it on Yom Tov. Now, normally you're not allowed to take off challah on Yom Tov in the same way as normally you're not allowed to take off Terumah Nisa on Yom Tov. We'll learn that in the Mishnah in a Mishnah in the last parak that you're not allowed to take off Terumah Nisa on Yom Tov. There's a few different reasons that the Rishonim give, because it's like fixing the food, because beforehand it wasn't edible and now it is, or because it's like hektish. Whatever the exact reason. In general, you're not allowed to take truma and maisa on Yom Tov. Now, here, challah is a kind of truma. But, on the other hand, you are allowed to knead dough on Yom Tov, because kneading is one of those malachas, it's one of the malachas echel nefesh, and it's one of those ones where the Torah itself allows you to do that, and the Chachamim also allowed you to do it, unlike other malachas that we talked about that they restricted, because this way you should be able to have fresh bread. You shouldn't davka have had to make bread before Yom Tov, and then it won't be fresh by the time Yom Tov comes. One second. So if you're kneading dough on Yom Tov itself, then you're allowed to take off challah from it, because otherwise you won't be able to eat the... So therefore, once we have that heter, once the chachamim are matu you to take off challah from dough that was made on that day, then that even applies where the dough was made the previous day. In other words, you should take it before Yom Tov. But if you didn't, then because the Chachamim allowed you to take off challah on Yom Tov for the reason because they wanted you to be able to have fresh bread, that means they were never goyzer on taking challah on Yom Tov in the first place.
Not a good thing, but
right. So therefore you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Tosfos has a different explanation that we're talking about, that you did some of the kneading before Yom Tov, but you finished it on Yom Tov itself. So then, you know, even though you could have taken challah immediately when you started kneading, technically you're allowed to take the challah as soon as the flour and water are initially mixed. But nevertheless, if you didn't, then you know you're allowed to. We'll allow you to take it on Yom Tov as well.
That is, if you started it.
That's what the Tosfos was explaining. That it's talking about if you started, as opposed to Rashi would just be saying that as a blanket statement, we allow you to take off challah on Yom Tov. However, Avur de Shmuel Amar, the father of Shmuel, says Afilu Dugal Isim Erev Yom Tov. No, even if you rolled out a dough, even if you kneaded a dough Erev Yom Tov, Ein Mafresh Men Chalos of Yom Tov. You cannot take off challah from it on Yom Tov. Mele, if you did it on Yom Tov, okay, the Chum allow you to bake bread on Yom Tov, so therefore necessarily that means they allow you to take challah from it. But if you made it Erev Yom Tov, then not. Now the Gemara asks, Lema Pligat de Shmuel Ad Avur de Shmuel. Should we say then that Shmuel himself disagrees with what his father says? Namely, the Amar Shmuel, Chalas Chutzlaret, the Chala of Chutzlaret. Now, Chala, technically, like most mitzvahs at Tloyis Ba'aretz, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Midrabanan, we do it in Chutzlaret as well. But there's a difference, Shmuel was saying, that when it comes to the Chala of Chutzlaret, Oichol B'Holich, you can go ahead and eat from the bread.
Directly,
without taking Chala. V'achalkach Mafrish, and later on you will take off Chala. In other words, challah in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do that. You have to take off challah before you start eating from it. It's tevel. But in Chutz La'aretz will allow you to first eat, even if to eat from it, and then leave off a piece of challah, and you'll take off challah at the end. Actually, that's it. Rashi says that it means that you'll do that. You'll only leave over a piece large enough for challah.
That's according to Shmuel.
So Rashi's explanation of Shmuel is that all you have to leave over is a piece the size that you would usually take for challah. Tosfos says a little differently. Tosfos says challah is called reishis, which means it has to be the first of your dough. The first implies there's something left. So yes, granted Shmuel is saying that it doesn't mean with challah chutzla you don't have to take off at the beginning. You're allowed to take off in the middle or at the end, but you have to leave over a little bit of a larger piece. Large enough that there'll be enough to take off challah from it and still have a little leftover. Shiorei Nikarin, it's called. But there'll be a noticeable leftover of it. The Pashas could be even less than the Kazayas, but I don't know necessarily about that. But whatever it is, there has to be something left over. Otherwise, you can't call the challah rachis.
Probably less, because otherwise they would have said it.
Maybe. So you have to have something left over afterwards. Yeah. So what's the point? If Shmuel is saying that you can do that, well then in that case you don't have to take off challah on Yom Tov. You made the dough before Yom Tov, or even in this case you even for that matter you made it on Yom Tov. Wait till after Yom Tov, then take off challah. Rashi actually says the other way around, that what the Gemara means to ask is like this. According to Shmuel, then, if we look at it that taking off challah is considered misakin, it's also because you're fixing up the food. Well, according to Shmuel, it comes out you don't necessarily need that to fix up the food because you're allowed to eat it even without having to take off challah. So therefore, you should be allowed to take it off on Yom Tov even if you made the dough before Yom Tov. But again, if we look at it that the reason why you're not allowed to Truman Meiser and also Challah is because of Misakin, according to Shmuel's way of looking at it, you're not being Misakin anything anyway. Now, because you could have done it the other way around. You could have waited till the end. Now, according to the other way of looking at it, which Mefarshim say is how the Rambam holds, that the reason why Truma and Meiser and Challah also is because of like making Hekdish, then the question isn't relevant in that way. Then you would have to say the question is that, then you would have to say the question is, according to Shmuel, that it sounds like according to Shmuel, you should not be allowed to take challah, whether the dough was made or not. You shouldn't be able to take challah whether the dough was made today or whether it was made yesterday, because you can always leave a little over and take off challah matzah yamtiv. Anyway, so if Avur de Shmuel is saying that you're not allowed to take off challah from a dough that was made erev yamtiv. And Shmuel seems to be implying, differently, that either that you don't have to take it off on Yom Tov itself, or if I care, that taking it off on Yom Tov is not misakin. Amar Rava. So Rava says, no, Milay Moed Shmuel, because after all, doesn't Shmuel also agree, Shem Kar Ala Hashem, that if you did, after all, call the challah by name, you don't have to take it off at that point, it's true, but the fact is, if you do, Shasur Lazarim, that challah at that point becomes also for a Zar to eat. Which means, therefore, so according to Rashi's way of looking at it, that's a matter of Misakin. The fact is, then, you have made it into Truma. You have made it into something which now, first of all, the dough itself in the Sukkah, and it's able to be eaten. And second of all, the challah itself is now able to be eaten. Beforehand, the challah was not able to be eaten by a Kohen either. Now it is, because it's been designated. So therefore, in that sense, a Tikkun has been accomplished. Or, according to the other way of looking at it, that's a matter of Hekdish. Again, by designating, you have made something Hekdish. So even Shmuel would agree with that point. So yes, Avur de Shmuel is saying that if you made the dough erev Yom Tov, you can't take off challah. That doesn't contradict what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel does agree that if you do take the challah, it is a matter of tikkun and it is a matter of hekdesh. Shmuel is saying you don't have to at that point. You could. You are capable of waiting till Matzah Yom Tov. But the two things don't contradict each other. So in Shulchan Aruch, it talks about all of this, and it talks about there's a few different complications in here. One of them is one advice that it says in Shulchan Aruch that you can do if you have this dough and you want to be able to take challah from it on Yom Tov, and you made it erev Yom Tov, or even according to the way, Shmuel's way of looking at it, maybe even you made it on, no not if you made it on Yom Tov, because you are allowed to take challah from it on Yom Tov in the end. But if you made it erev Yom Tov and now you want to be able to take challah, you forgot to take challah before Yom Tov and now you want to, what you do is make a new batch of dough, which you're allowed to on Yom Tov, combine it together with the other ones, or it doesn't have to be completely combined. It just has to be like touching them, and then you take off challah from that and covers the whole thing. This is also relevant with Pesach coming up. This is also relevant as far as matzahs. Usually in a matzah bakery, they don't take off challah while the matzah is still dough, because they want to do things as fast as possible. They rely on the din that as long as the dough all came from one batch, which they do in the matzah bakeries. What they do nowadays is they start off with one big batch of dough. They divide up pieces of it among all the people who are rolling it out. All the matzahs from a given round come from that piece of dough. So therefore, afterwards, they can put them all in one basket and take off challah from it. Actually, even if they didn't come from the one piece of dough, they might be allowed to do it if it's all in one basket. So normally challah is taken off in the matzah bakery. But if you find that challah was not taken from them, for example, you made your own, you forgot to take off challah. So in chutzlaret, we can rely on Shmuel's din. You're allowed to leave over some of the matzah until afterwards, and then take challah out of that on matzah yontif.
Question: can you use challah? Can you use matzah of last year?
Yeah, no reason why not.
No reason why not.
Actually, I don't know. No reason. I think there are svarim that discuss it. It wouldn't be a matter of Yashin versus Chadash because first, I mean, in Chutzlaret, or you know, our day, it's days. Relax.
Sorry, come to me.
Oh. Relax.
Okay.
Old matzah, yeah. I mean, you have to make sure that it hasn't become wet or something over the year. But no, other than that, it should be protected. Yeah. So other than that, there's no issue with it. Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah.
Maybe try a few
times.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, I had some matzah.
Okay.
From last year.
Okay. Mishnah says we're on Tesvar Aleph by the Mishnah. Bet Shama Umrim. Now, we had in the first Mishnah, we had three machlokas that are Bishama Bishilol, where Bishama was being machmir and Bishilol was being mekel. Two of them were relevant to general hilchos yamtiv, and the third one was about chametz and matzah, was about chametz and tzar. Now, throughout the rest of this parak, we're going to have more machlokas in Bishama Bishilol. Those are going to be the regular kind, Bishama machmir, Bishilol mekel. All of them having to do with the dinim of yamtiv. Which the Gemara will end up, we'll talk about on Amud Beis and continuing tomorrow. Why is it? First, Bishama is Mekel and Dinah Yomtiv, and now all of a sudden they're being Machmir. Anyway, the whole parak is going to be this kind of thing. Bishama and Bishol arguing about various details of the Dinah of Yomtiv. So, Bishama, I mean, Ein Melichin Asatzulam Mishovach L'Shovach. You're not allowed to carry a ladder from one dove house to the next one. They used to build buildings, like they would be high up, I guess, so animals don't get to the dove or whatever. These aren't domesticated doves. These are wild ones, or semi or feral ones or whatever. You build these little houses up there for them, sort of like bird houses. With a bunch of small compartments in each one. The small compartments we call here in the Mishnah chalonos. You'd have, there'd be one shovach over there, one little house, and in each one there's a bunch of little cubbies, basically, for each breeding pair of doves to go and camp out over there and nest and raise their young. Now, you want to go there on Yom Tov and get and take some of these doves and use them and use them to eat. You want to shech them and eat them on Yom Tov. Yeah, not a whole lot, I guess, but there is enough. Think of it. I mean, also doves were used as korbanos, and but not only there was an oilah which was completely burnt on the mezbeach, but there was also the chatas oif which kohenim would eat. So, yeah, there may not be that much meat on it, relatively speaking, but there was enough. So now you want to go and you need a ladder to climb up to these dove houses. Which, by the way, Tosfos points out, there is. You might think there's a different issue. You're not allowed to take these doves because it's a matter of tzeda, of capturing them. No. You're allowed to carry from one resource. Yeah, jump them. But there might be an issue of capturing them. So Tosfos says, right, we have to be talking. Necessarily, then we have to be talking about they must be small ones that aren't able to fly yet. So there's not an issue with tzeda, with trapping them. There's not an issue with trapping them because they can't yet fly. They're already they're stuck there inside the nest anyway. If they were able to fly, you'd have a different issue. The next Mishnah is going to talk about a different issue, which is a matter of making sure that the birds aren't mukta, how you designate them before Yom Tov. Anyway. Yeah, okay. So Beit Shammai is saying, "En meluchin as a shulam as a sulam mishovach l'shovach." You're not allowed to carry a ladder from one of these brood houses to the next one. What kind of ladder are we talking about? Now, the two possible types of ladders we could be talking about. We could be talking about one which is specifically meant for going up to these brood houses. I guess it's like a lightweight ladder or something. Or we could be talking about a regular ladder, the kind that people might use to go up to fix their roof or whatever, or which can also be used for climbing up to these things. So we'll talk about in the Gemara which kind of ladder we're talking about. That's what we're going to talk about. But you are allowed to tilt the ladder from one window to the next. So within you have the one ladder there before Yom Tov, facing towards one window in the birdhouse. You're allowed to lean it over to the next window to get the birds from that one, etc. But you're not allowed to actually carry it around.
Shovach means
a birdhouse.
A birdhouse with a set of
these little cubbies, windows in it.
If you did it in the way that it was.
Well, then you'd probably be able to reach over. Yeah, I suppose so. Whereas Basil says it's mutter outright to carry it. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Chanan Ba'abi, Ba'ami, Machloikus b'Rishus Rabim." The Machloikus is about carrying the ladder in Rishus Rabim. No, because you're allowed to carry in Rishus Rabim and on Yom Tov. Even Beit Shammai, we are going to talk about later in the Masechta, it's true, Beit Shammai holds that you're not allowed to carry just anything from Rishus to Rishus or Rishus to Rabim, only things that are directly needed for Tzorech HaEchol Nefesh. Fine, but the latter is needed for Tzorech HaEchol Nefesh because you need it in order to get the birds. Right, we'll learn there, for example, that Beit Shammai says you can't, let's say, we don't have cups here. Thank you, though. We'll have later in the parak, for example, that Beis Shammai says you can't carry a kid in the streets on Shabbos or a Sefer Torah, and Beis Shammai says you're allowed to, because they say mitoch shulchan l'tzorach, hutcha shalei l'tzorach. We'll talk about that in a few days. But here we're talking about something that you need for malacha seichel nefesh. So even Beis Shammai won't have a problem with that per se. But their issue with carrying it in Rosh Hashanah is Beis Shammai savri haroya oimer latiach gaga utzorach. Beis Shammai figures that people are going to say, when they see you carrying a ladder in Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to realize you're taking it in order to get birds. They're going to think you're taking it in order to fix your roof. In order to, latiach literally means to plaster your roof. Rashi described the roofs in those days were flat, like the ones in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, so you'd plaster them with a layer of plaster and then bevel it towards the edges so the water runs off the sides.
You can actually do it or you can actually go on top.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why they have the din of Micah, why you have the mitzvah, that you have to have a guardrail around your roof so people don't fall off. Yeah, because in those times they use their roofs for various purposes. We talked about an Eruv and also about the different purposes that people would do with their roofs on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai is concerned that if people see you carrying a ladder in the street, they're going to think that you're doing it for something which is also on Yom Tov, to fix your roof. Or Basilel Savri, Shaychai Mechiyachal, whereas Basilel says that no, the birdhouse itself demonstrates what you're really doing. Meaning that, in other words, people see you can't. People know you have a birdhouse, or people know that there are birdhouses in the area. Thank you. So therefore, people won't think you're going to fix your roof. But if you're carrying the ladder in Rosh Hashanah, according to this way of looking at it, everybody would agree it's mutter. He must say, "Any? Is that really so?" Any place where the Chachamim said that something is also because of Maris Ayin, afilo b'chadre chadorim also, then it's also, even if you're in a room inside a room. Because when the Chachamim say that something is also, it's on Maris Ayin, The general rule is loy plug. The Chachamim did not want to make a distinction between private and public. Once they said something is also because people might think you're doing the wrong thing, then they applied it across the board. So what are you telling me? Rosh Hashanah Rabim versus Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If Bishamah is concerned about the problem of Marasayin and Rosh Hashanah Rabim, they should say that it's also in Rosh Hashanah Yachid too. Now, Rashi points out the obvious question. We started out with Rav Chanan Bar Ami. How are we pointing out a contradiction to him from what Rav said? Big deal. Rav Chanan Bar Ami is an Amora. Rav is also an Amora. He's allowed to argue with him. The answer is because Rav and Shmuel were the two great, they're two great leaders of the Jewish people in Bavel, Rav especially, then in general we assume that another Amora is not choylik on him. They are theoretically able to, but in general they're not gonna. So therefore the Gemara assumes that Rav Chanan Bar Ami does agree with this concept. The answer is Tanoihi. It's actually Machlokas Tanoim, this point that about Marasayim. It's true, Rav says according to one Tana, but Rav Chanan Bar Ami is allowed to argue with him because he has another Tana to back him up. Namely, the Tanya, we learn in the Braisa. In Shabbos, it describes a case. In a Mishnah in Shabbos, it describes a case where a person's clothes got wet while he's walking. For example, it rained on him, or he fell into a puddle, or whatever it is. So the Mishnah says he can continue walking until he reaches some place where he can take off the wet clothes. Once he does, shoitchan b'chama, he can spread them out to dry in the sun, avaloi k'negda'am, but not in front of people. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oistrin, and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say that's also. So therefore, when Rav is saying that something which is also because of Marasayin is also even b'chadre chadarim, that would be according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. Because again, they're saying it's a matter of Marasayin. People see you spreading out their clothes, they're going to think you washed them on Shabbos. So therefore, the Tanakama is saying don't do it in front of people because Marasayin, but you're allowed to do it in private. Whereas they're saying not even in private. Whereas the Rav Chanan Bar Ami would be going according to the Tanakama over there. Who is the halacha like, by the way, in that regard, as far as Marasayin, whether it's also even b'chadre chadarim? Rishonim argue about that point. There are some Rishonim who paskin according to the Tanakama over there that you are allowed to that something which is also because of Marasayin you are allowed to do in private. However, the Rambam and the Rif and paskin like Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. And indeed, that's how the halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch. But in general, when the Chachamim say something is also for the Marasayin, it's also even b'chadre chadarim. There's some exceptions, but that's the general rule. One interesting exception about that is the case where, for example, you bite into a piece of food and some blood comes out of your gums onto it. Then the din is you have to scrape away that piece, that part and throw it away because even though human blood is not osur minatora, nevertheless it's a matter of marasayin. But if there's blood still in your mouth between your gums, you're allowed to suck it out because you can't say a matter of marasayin would apply. It's inside your own mouth. So that's one case where there is in fact a difference between something visible to others versus something only within your own mouth. A couple of us. That's some Mepharshim, I think, say that that's exactly why Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are so, or Rav actually is saying even b'chadre chadarim also, because you never know, somebody might be watching. Ikadamri, a different version of this discussion, is Amar of Chanan Ba'am, Machloikas b'Rishus HaYachid. On the contrary, the Machloikas about carrying this ladder is in Rishus HaYachid. Bishama holds of this concept that something which is also because of Marasayin is also even b'chadre chadarim. Bishilo does not, so therefore Bishama is concerned don't even carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabim because when it's also, it's also. Whereas Bishilo is not concerned about that. Go ahead and carry it in Rosh Hashanah Yachad, I mean. Av Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Divrei HaKol Asur, but in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, everybody would agree that it's also. Because then, for sure, it's a matter of Marasayin. So the opposite of what... No, they hold it Marasayin, of course. Basil is just saying we make a distinction in Marasayin between Rosh Hashanah Rabim where everybody can see it and Rosh Hashanah Yachid where they can't, according to this way of looking at it. Now, though, the question then becomes, Lema Rav to Amukib
Shammai. Ikadamri means the other way around.
Ikadamri means there are others who say. The Machloik is different.
I know, I understand that.
So the Ikadamri is saying, Fakir. We thought the first version was that they're arguing about Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And they agree, everybody agrees it's fine in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now we're saying on the contrary, but Shammai holds it's also even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And everybody agrees it's also in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now, the problem with that is, Lamer Rab, Amar Kabbis Shammai. Does that mean that, according to Rav Chanan's way of looking at it, it would come out that Rav is saying according to Bais Shammai? Namely, if Rav Chanan Ba'ani is saying that Bais Shammai is, that only Bais Shammai is concerned about Rosh HaSayachid, and Bais Hillel is not, it means Rav Chanan Ba'ami does agree with Rav's concept, that there is such a concept, but he's applying it only to Bais Shammai. You're telling me that Rav is saying a rule that only applies according to Bais Shammai? We know the halakha is not like Bais Shammai.
Why would you think that he applies just to Bais Shammai?
Because we're clearly saying that according to Bais Hillel, according to this version, according to Bais Hillel, you are allowed to do it in Rosh HaSayachid. And we're not worried about B'chad V'chadar Maser. They're only not allowing it in Rosh HaSayachid.
Right.
The answer is Tanoi. In that regard, it is a machloekas Tanoi. In other words, Rav Chanan Bar Ami would say, I don't agree completely with Rav. According to Rav, indeed, Bais Hillel would say it's also even in Rosh HaSayachid. But I prefer to explain the Mishnah saying that Bais Hillel allows it in Rosh HaSayachid. And I have a Tanya to back me up. Again, the Tanya that said in the Braisa, Shoychan Rachama Avalokanagada Om, that you can spread out your wet clothes to dry, but not in front of people. Rabbi Loz of Rabbi Shimon Ice Cream. So it would come out then, Rav Chanan would say that Rav, after all, the Mishnah says they still have to be master somewhere. So Rav would say, according to the second version, that actually Bais Hillel was master at both in Rosh HaSayachid and Rosh HaSayachid. They're not worried about Marisayin at all because, like we said before, Shaychem Echiyachalav. People know that there's a dove house in the area and that you're going to it, and they're not going to think that you're going to fix your roof like Bais Hillel. So therefore, there's no problem in Rosh HaSayachid or in Rosh HaSayachid. Me, I don't agree with that concept. So if I'm going to say that Bais Hillel is making a distinction between Rosh HaSayachid and Rosh HaSayachid, I would have to be going according to the Tanna Kamma of that Braisa and Shabbos. So in other words, I agree with Rav that there is this concept that Afilu B'chadre Chador Amaser. I'm just applying it differently than he is.
Not to that extent.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mishnah, the Gemara points out, Masnissin Deloiki Haitana. Our Mishnah that is saying that Bais Shammai and Bais Hillel are arguing about whether you're allowed to move the ladder from one place to another, to carry it from one place to another, is not like the following Tanna. The Tanya, we learn it right. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Mogim Bais Shammai and Bais Hillel, Shema Lichinus Asul Meshovach Hashovach. Bais Shammai and Bais Hillel both agree that you are allowed to carry the ladder from one dove house to the next. L'nechluku el l'hachzir. The Machloitus is about putting it back afterwards. Putting it back where you got it from. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tanna. It's not like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar has a different version of the Machlokes.
So that was not there
to yeah.
He brought it there.
Now to bring it there in order to get the birds, fine, there's no question, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even Bais Shammai is going to allow that, because Simchas Yom Tov, because otherwise you want to be able to eat these birds on Yom Tov. But to bring it back, that may not be necessary. So the machlokas is only as far as returning it. Shabbos Shammai ain't machzirin. Bais Shammai says you're not allowed to put it back. Or Bais Hillel ach machzirin. And Bais Hillel says you are allowed to put it back. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'medvar amamurim. When are we talking about? Now is Rabbi Yehuda coming to explain what the Tanakhama is saying, or is he coming to argue with him? We'll get to that soon. So anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says b'medvar amamurim. When are we talking about? Bais Hillel shel shovach. With a ladder that's meant specifically for birdhouses. The pastor we're talking about like a lightweight kind of ladder.
He's carrying it
only for that purpose. Before we thought we're talking about even a regular ladder.
Right.
And then we were saying that shovcha mechiyachal or whatever. Now we're bringing in a new wrinkle that maybe only it applies to a birdhouse ladder.
Right. But we said previously that a birdhouse ladder would be because some people might think that he was bringing to his...
No. Before we didn't really talk yet in the Gemara about what kind of ladder we're talking about. Rashi pointed out on the Mishnah that at this point in the argument, we thought we're talking about a regular ladder. And that's why we have the machlokas, whether people are going to think that he's going to fix his roof or not. Here now we have this new wrinkle that when are Bais Shammai or Bais Hillel saying that you're allowed to use the ladder is only if it's a birdhouse ladder. out of the solomish.
The difference between a birdhouse and ladder, and a ladder that you can take to the roof, both are very high.
Because one is passionate, one is more lightweight, and one is heavier. Or it could also be that one is shorter, and one is longer. I don't know what the actual difference is, but whatever it is, it's something that people will notice whether you're using it. People know whether you're using it. People recognize this kind of ladder is meant for birdhouses. Abba basulam shalaliyah, but if it's a ladder which is meant for second floors, or in this case to go up to the roof of the house, divrei hakol also, then everybody would agree, says Rabbi Yehuda, that it's also. Because then, again, you're back to the problem that people are going to think you're taking it to fix your roof. Rab Doisa says that you're allowed to tilt over the ladder from one window to the other, but it sounds like he means that you're not allowed to carry it.
Even if it's
we'll talk about soon which kind of ladder we're talking about. Acherim, I mean, Rab Doisa, and then the Acherim, which usually means Rab Meir, says in the name of Rab Doisa, Af Medadin Bay. You're also allowed to walk the ladder. Medadin literally means like when the Mishnah uses it in Shabbos to mean like when you have a little kid or a toddler and doesn't know how to walk properly, like you hold his hands and like he picks up and puts down his feet while you're holding his hands to steady him. Here with the ladder, it means the same kind of thing. It means that you can't necessarily carry the ladder, the Acherim are saying, but you can walk it over.
Like this.
So someone sees you moving and they see that you're doing something.
They see that you're doing something unusual and So now, what does this braisa mean? So we'll explain by means of a story. The sons of Rab Chiya, their names were Yehuda and Chizkiya, one time went out to the villages. We find that a few places in Shas, that kind of thing. The Chachamim, some of the Chachamim in those days had estates or fields or whatever out in the villages. So they'd spend most of their time in the city learning Torah. But once in a while, they'd go out to check on their properties. Rashi says, "L'kiryasa, l'chfarim, l'udas sodesehen." They went out to the villages to check on their fields. Ki asu, when they came back, Amalahu avuhin, their father, Rav Chiya, asked them, "Klum ma'isa bol yedchem? Is there any story? Is there any case in halacha that came before you? What happened?" Amrulay, they said to him, "Yeah, Sulam Baliadenu, we had a case of a ladder that came in front of us. Somebody was asking about using a house ladder to go up to a bird house on Yamtiv. And we passed him for them that it's mutter." Amrulahem, so Rabbi tells them, "No good. Suvi Isru Mashi Tautim. Go back there and tell them that what you said is mutter is really awesome." How did they make this mistake? It's because this braisa that we just quoted, which had Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Doisa, and the Acherim in the name of Rabbi Doisa, they understood it as follows. Inu Sabur, they figured as follows. Midika Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'Solom Shalaliyah Loi Pligi. If Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they're not arguing about that, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they all agree that a Solom Shalaliyah, that a house ladder is Aser, that only a Solom Shalshayvach is Mutter. So they thought then, Mikal, the Tanakama, Sava Pligi, they thought that that implies that the Tanakama, that he's arguing with the Tanakama, and therefore the Tanakama must be saying that a Sulam Shalaliyah is the subject of the Machlokas Bishama Basilil, the Halacha is like Basilil, so therefore a Sulam Shalaliyah, a house ladder, should be fine. Valoyhi, but in fact that's not so. Rabbi Yehuda time at the Tanakama come a farish. Rabbi Yehuda is only explaining what the Tanakama was saying. Rabbi Yehuda's Bamed Varam Amurim is actually clarifying. This machloikas of Bishama Bishilol that we previously talked about is in fact only about a Sulam Shalaliyah, not only about a Sulam Shalshayvach, only a birdhouse ladder, not a house ladder. Which Tosis points out, we have a general rule throughout Shas that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says the word emasai, it means he's coming to explain. Whenever he says Bamed Varam Amurim, it means he's coming to argue. So how are we saying over here that Bamed Varam Amurim is coming to explain? The answer is, Tosfos says, there's a difference between Mishnayos and Braisos. This rule of Emasai versus Bamed Varam Amurim applies to Mishnayos. This is a Braisa. Braisos don't have to follow the same terminology. Tosfos.
So which Bamed Amurim would want to hold like this for regular house level?
Well, that was the Gemara's assumption all this time. The Gemara's working assumption originally had been we're talking about a regular ladder. Now that we have this Braisa, and now that we're understanding Rabbi Yehuda to be explaining the Tanakhama rather than arguing with him, and now we know it's not a matter of a house ladder at all. You're not allowed to, a house ladder. You're not allowed to use at all because then there's the problem of Maritain, and people are going to think you're going to fix your roof. We're only talking about the Machlokes. It's only about a birdhouse ladder. Well, that was in Reb Dosa's thing. We have to get still to Reb Dosa, which what kind of case is he talking about? So we'll get to that too. So that was it. They thought that Rabbi Huda's Bamed Roma Murim is coming to explain. Is coming to argue rather, because that's usually what Bamed Roma Murim means. But and instead, Rav Chiya told them that he actually means to explain, and therefore you're passing wrongly. Mimai, how do we know that? Midkatani melichinas hasolam mishavach l'shavach. Because what does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to carry the ladder from one birdhouse to the next? Now. If in fact in our Mishnah, Beshama and Basilla are arguing about a house ladder, then the terminology in the Mishnah is not quite exact. What do you mean using the expression you're allowed to carry the ladder from one birdhouse to the next? How did it get to the first birdhouse? It should have said you're allowed to bring a ladder to the birdhouse, because what would be a house ladder you usually have around your house, and you'd have to carry it from there to the birdhouse. So the Mishnah must be implying like this: that only a birdhouse ladder are you allowed to, because that one is normally going to be by one shovach. So then you're carrying it from one shovach to the next, whether in Rishus Yachad or Rishus Rabim, as we talked about before. But not a house ladder, which you would have to bring there.
If it's a shovach ladder that's next to the house, not.
No, well, fine, but normally it would be about a shayvach. The point is, the Mishnah can use the word meilichin mishayvach l'shayvach, implying that we're talking about the kind of ladder that usually is found by a shayvach,
right.
And therefore that would cut out house ladders.
It
means a lightweight one, yeah. Tosfos, by the way, discusses over here. Well, actually, okay, we'll talk about this soon when we get to the dice. Actually, we'll talk about how this is relevant to ladders nowadays. And so what would the sons of Reb Chiya answer to that diuk? They would answer, Mikatani Solom Shal Shoivach. After all, the mission doesn't specifically say a birdhouse ladder. It just says Mishoivach L'Shoivach, Katani. It just says carrying it from one birdhouse to the other. Meaning, V'Akbilu L'Kama Shoivchen. Meaning that the Mishnah is telling us, the reason why the Mishnah is telling us, that is talking about moving it from one to the other, is because what we're saying is you're allowed to carry it not only to the first birdhouse, but you're even allowed to carry it to the second, to the third, etc., until you find a birdhouse where there's birds that you'd like to use for Yom Tov.
So then
in that case, the Mishnah is not saying Mishoivach L'Shoivach to imply one kind of ladder as opposed to the other. The Mishnah is telling us Mishoivach L'Shoivach to tell us that you're allowed to carry this same ladder, meaning even an Aliyah ladder, even a house ladder, from one shayvach to the other, as much as you need to, until you have the birds you need. So that would be how they would answer that diuk, and therefore they would say, therefore you don't really have a proof from the Mishnah what kind of ladder we're talking about.
Because it can mean all.
Because it can mean any kind of ladder.
Yeah.
Because that would be the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you're even allowed to go from one shayvach to the other with a sulam shel aliyah, with a house ladder. Yeah.
Otherwise you wouldn't need the Mishnah, the price.
What changed is
so because what we're saying is like this: on the one hand, the Mishnah is talking about moving it from one shovach to the other, which the Gemara said points to Reb Chiya. We have to understand what that means is we're talking about the kind of ladder which usually is by one shovach. So when the Mishnah says melichin mishovach l'shovach, it meant as a limitation: only the kind of ladder that's moved mishovach l'shovach are you allowed to use, which means not a house ladder. As opposed to Bnei Reb Chiya would say that no, on the contrary, by saying Mishovach L'Shovach, the Mishnah is not coming to limit you. The Mishnah is coming to expand your options. You're even allowed to take the ladder. Not only are you allowed to take the ladder from your house to the first shovach, you're even allowed to take that second ladder to the second, to the third, to the fourth, etc.
That's
Mishovach L'Shovach. You're allowed to take it from one birdhouse to the other. We don't say once you took it to the first one, then that's it. You're stuck with that one.
The question we asked a few lines behind. In a lot of the men,
shows that the shayvich doesn't deal with the shayvich. In other words, you can't bring it from the house to the shayvich. Only a ladder.
That was one way of looking at it.
Oh.
Right. In other words, so one way of looking at it is if the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to take the ladder l'shayvach, would mean that you're allowed to bring one from the house to the shayvach. But on the other hand, Bnei Reb Chiya are pointing out, but if it said that, that would only imply you're allowed to bring it to one shayvach. You're not allowed to carry it from that one to another one, etc. So they would argue, fakir, the Mishnah is not limiting you by saying mishayvach l'shayvach. It's expanding your options.
In other words, thinks you can take it from any shovah to any shovah,
then you're also allowed to take it from the house.
From the house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I saw, by the way, a drush kind of vort on the story over here that they went out to the villages and they had the story with the ladder, something along the lines of that when the Bnei Reb Chiya going out to the villages has to do with it means that they're getting involved temporarily with the affairs of the world. Usually they're sitting in the Mishmedrash all the time. Now they're going out to the villages to be oisik with the world. So when they come back, Reb Chiya asks them, did you at least accomplish anything worthwhile over there? And they tell him that we got involved with something involving a sulam, a ladder, which they say this is a vote from a Moshe Przeworsker, the sofer of the Baal Shem Tov. He wrote a sefer called O Pnei Moshe on the Torah, so he has this word in there. So they told him we got involved with a sulam, which he explains over there that sulam is a metaphor also for the Nyanim of Olam Hazeh. The Gemara mentions in Chulin about the ladder that Yaakov dreamt about in his dream that has many different meanings. So yeah, this is one of them. And he tells them Tzuva Yisru Mashi Tautim. He tells them basically, in other words, fine. I understand sometimes such things are necessary, but don't think it's mutter. Basically it is something that's usher for people on your level. Once in a while you have to do it, but it's not meant to be standard operating procedure, something like that. Ichadamri, a different version of the discussion, is Amrulai, that the Huda and Chizkiah told their father, Hitui Solom Shalaliyah Baliyadenu. We had a case not involving carrying the ladder, but moving it, but tilting it over from one chaloin to the next. Vitanuhu, and we said that it's Mutter. But it was a Solom Shalaliyah. Again, it was a house ladder, not a birdhouse ladder. Hitui Sulam means moving. It means tilting it. In the Mishnah, we had the Shammai had said that you're only allowed Mateo Mechalo in the Chalon. You're allowed to tilt the ladder from one window to the next. Right. Now, but again, in the earlier part of the Gemara, we were assuming that we're talking about even a house ladder. Because if the Shammai's problem is only at Marisayin, then fine. When you're moving it from one window to the other within the same Shoivach, there's no Marisayin involved. But now that we're said, now we have Rabbi Yehuda saying in the Braisa, Bamed Vermamur, Besolom Shoshoivach, so that puts a whole new face on things. So therefore, in the second version, they told their father that we had a case involving Hitui Solom Shalaliyah, just tilting the ladder from one window to the other, from one cubby to the other, but it was a Solom Shalaliyah, it was a house ladder. And again, they thought, Vitanu, and we said it's Mutter, because they figured it's Mutter, even Beth Shammai in the Mishnah seems to be allowing it. And again, according to this version, he tells them, Tzuva Yisru Mashi Tartim, go out and tell them that what you said is Mutter is really Osir. Because now we're going to the last part of the Braisa. We said the last part of the Braisa had said, so let's review the Braisa. Rabbi Huda had said, Bamed Ramom Sulam Shal Shoivach, Av Sulam Shal Aliyah Divir Hakal Osir, that Sulam Shal Aliyah, everybody agrees is Osir. Then we had Rabbi Dosa coming in and saying, Matehu Mechalon Mechalon, that you're allowed to tilt it from one window to the next. Now, what do we mean? What does Rabbi Dosa mean by it? Does he mean a Sulam Shal Shoivach, or does he mean a Sulam Shal Aliyah? So they thought, in Usavar, they thought, Ma'idika Asa Tanakama Kashari Rab Dosa, that what the Tanakama here means Rabbi Huda, who precedes Rab Dosa in this Braisa, what he is Matir, what he is saying is Asir, Kashari Rab Dosa. They thought that Rab Dosa in turn is saying that that's Mutter. Rabbi Huda is saying you're not allowed to use a Sulam Shal Aliyah, and Rab Dosa is saying, true, you're not allowed to carry a Sulam Shal Aliyah, but you're allowed to move it from one window to another. And on that basis, they were Matir. And it's not that, but that's not so. That's not what the Braisa means. My de Kashori Tanakama Ka'asir Rab Dosa. On the contrary, Rab Dosa is trying to be machmir over Rabbi Huda, not to be makel over him. Part of what Rabbi Huda has been matir, Rab Dosa is saying is asir. Namely, Rabbi Huda is saying that if a Sulam Shalaliyah is definitely off limits. A Sulam Shal Shoivach, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. according to Basil. Rav Dosa is saying that no, even a Sulam Shal Shovach, you're only allowed to tilt from one window to another. Which means basically Rav Dosa is saying like Beis Shammai in the Mishnah.
Beis Shammai is not saying there's you can.
Well, Beis Shammai didn't say clearly in the Mishnah which kind of Sulam we're talking about, but Beis Shammai did say you're only allowed to tilt it from one window to another. So Rav Dosa is saying that exactly that even the Sulam Shal Shovach, you're only allowed to tilt from one window to another. Even a Sulam Shal Shovach. No, he's not arguing against the Mishnah. The Mishnah hadn't said clearly, first of all, Rav Dosa has a Tana, he's allowed to, but second of all, the Mishnah hadn't talked clearly about what kind of ladder we're talking about. So the Mishnah could have been talking about, that's what we said, in the Rabbi Huda and the Braisa is explaining that we're talking about specifically a Sulam Shal Shovach, and so that would be what the Machlokes of Shammai Basil is about. That Bashama is saying you're allowed to tilt it, and Basil is saying you're not even allowed, and Basil is saying you're allowed to carry it. Rav Dosa is going further. Rav Dosa is saying that Rav Dosa is saying essentially the same as Bishamai. You Rav Yehuda are explaining the Mishnah that and you're saying you're allowed to carry a Sulam Shal Shovach. I say no, like Bishamai, you're only allowed to move it from one window to the next. And so therefore, in other words, so the bottom line is, there's nobody who says that you're allowed to move a Sulam Shal Aliyah, it comes out. Everybody would agree that Sulam Shal Aliyah is off limits.
Oh.
Huh. So in Shulchan Aruch, it actually quotes in Shulchan Aruch, it quotes that concept, that a Sulam Shal Aliyah is Mukta on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch brings a reason for that, because a house ladder, a Sulam Shal Aliyah, is called, it doesn't have Torah Kliyola. It doesn't have the form and the function of a Keli. So therefore it's Mukta, just like stones or rock, just like stones or dirt or whatever. So Tosfos discusses over here the related question. I mean, what about carrying regular ladders? I mean, so what, you know, you'd find not one of these 30-foot ladders that you go up to your roof with, but what about the smaller, one of the six-foot ladders or whatever that we use around our houses? Are you allowed to carry them on Yom Tov? Tosfos leaves it with a tzarachion. We're not certain about it. So actually, Tosfos says an interesting possibility, that on the contrary, because Tosfos points out, we did learn in Eruvin that a ladder is allowed to be moved on Shabbos. So Tosfos says an interesting idea. On the contrary, on Shabbos, you're allowed to move a ladder, because even maybe a Sulam Shal Aliyah. One second. So Tosfos brings two possibilities. One is that indeed a Sulam Shal Aliyah is off limits on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, but a smaller ladder is fine. The other possibility is it's not a matter of big or small. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry it outside anyway, so there's not even a possibility of Marisayin. On Yom Tov, where you're allowed to carry outside, you're not even allowed to carry it inside, because if you carry it outside, there's going to be a matter of Marisayin. No, but you mean on Shabbos? No, because we could be talking about inside your house. Yeah, well, but even if it's a large one, if you have a large enough house, then yeah. But you have your chutzah also, you know, I mean, you could have room to be able to carry it without going out into Kabbalah or whatever.
Now, let me ask a question. According to Rabbi Dosa, it's more machmir Rabbi Yehuda, he's understanding Rabbi Yehuda. But that's a tzarech ha'ochel nefesh.
But we're not being matter everything with tzarech ha'ochel nefesh.
That's the whole...
Yeah, we're saying we are being master of certain things, but not necessarily everything, yeah.
Right, and that is surprising.
It's not so surprising. We'll have throughout the... We're going to have now a discussion about what cases this Shammai is being machmir and what cases they're going to be mekel. So that brings us to the next piece of Gemara. The Mishnah had said, al-matero machaloin machaloin, that you're allowed to tilt the ladder from one window to the next. Whereas Basilil says that it's mutter outright to carry it, whatever kind of ladder we're talking about. Alma, which means gavei simchas yom tov, so when it comes to doing something for the sake of simchas yom tov, Beis Shammai l'chumra, Beis Hillel l'kula. That Beis Shammai is being machmir, that's why they're saying you're not allowed to carry the ladder, and Beis Hillel is being maple. or a mini, but now I have a contradiction from the previous Mishnah. We said a shechet chayev oif b'yamtiv, a person shechts a wild animal or a bird on yamtiv. B'shamay yachba b'deka b'yichasa. B'shamay says dig with a spade. Of course, you know, we mentioned yesterday the different possibilities about it, but still, right now the Gemara is taking at face value that it means you actually dig b'yichasa and then you cover the blood. Vassilo says, don't shech unless you had dirt already prepared, which means Vassilo, in effect, is saying, I don't care about your simchas yamtiv. If you don't already have dirt, then fine, you'll have to do it without the meat from this animal. Whereas Vassilo, where the shama is being maple. So it's a contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan muchlat b'sashita. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in fact, you have to flip around the opinions. Which opinion? So Rashi says it means that when it comes to our Mishnah, the opinions are flipped around, that it should be Batilo are the ones who are being machmir and say you can't carry the ladder, and Beshamay are the ones who are being maple. Tosfos has a very long discussion about that. You can see over here the Tosfos Amar Rabbi Yochanan, how they go on with all kinds of questions about that based on the whole next sugya, because throughout Shas, the working assumption is that in all the following Mishnayos, indeed Batilo, the halacha is like Batilo, is like the ones who are maple. So how can you say that each one the Gemara is going to go through the possibility that has to be flipped around? So therefore, Tosfos says, no, what Rabbi Yochanan means to say is that the first Mishnah needs to be flipped around. But Shammai are the ones who say that you can't shecht unless you have ready dirt. And Vassilo are the ones who are saying that you can go ahead and dig.
The first Mishnah also is the same. Shammai is what?
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, that answer is not so simple either, Tosfos points out, because after all, if you do that, the Mishnah in Adius, so again, the first Mishnah, the three machlokas in the first Mishnah, where Bishamah was being Makel and Basila was being Machmir, that's unusual. Usually Bishamah are the ones who are Machmir. And therefore, indeed, in Mishnayos and Adius, it collects together all of the unusual machlokas Bishamah Basila, and among them are all the ones that are like that, where Bishamah is Makel and Basila is Machmir. And this Mishnah, and the first Mishnah of Ar Masechta is there. So that means necessarily, then Bishamah have to be the ones who are Makel over there. That was the special case. That was the Yudchet Dabur that we learned way back. That was a special situation. Yeah. No. The general in general, Bishamai are Machmir. In Igeres Gimel, in Igeres Hakodesh and Tanya, the Altever talks about the idea that the Neshamas of Bishamai came from Tzadah Gvura, and the ones from Basil came from Tzadah Chesed. So therefore the people of Basil Chesed means that you want more of the world to be available to be Nisbara, whereas Bishamai is saying you have to be more strict about it. But because Chesed and Gvura are interdependent, there's Chesed Shabu Gvura and there's Gvura Shabu Chesed, therefore sometimes Bishamai winds up being Mekel and Vitzilah being Machmir. But anyway, saying that Bishamai is being Machmir, then how can he possibly flip it around? So Tosfos says, yeah, the way it is in Adius is when they were learning the version, which according to the Yechanan turns out to be incorrect.
Was it a bad flip it over, or...
No, sometimes the Gemara will have to do that. But sometimes we have to say that the opinions, the holders of the opinions got switched around.
Well, there's a word missing.
Yeah, that too, sometimes we do. However, the Gemara says, Mimai, who says that we have to do that? Dilma ad kam la ta'amir b'shamay hosma ela d'hecha d'ikha d'ekha notes. Why are b'shamay being makel in the case of shchita? Because we're not talking about that you actually have to start digging, which then, fine, you know, we talked about you it might not be an iser, it might not be a malacha d'araisa because you're not digging for the sake of making a hole, you're digging for the sake of the dirt, so it's makalkal. What we said, it's not even that. We're talking about there's already a spade stuck into the ground, so you're not even really doing an act of chafira. And we talked about it, loose dirt, so you know.
So you could, once it's stuck in the ground.
Once it's stuck in the ground, right. Then you're going to continue. And we talked about that it's loose dirt, so there's not an issue of crushing it, etc. So therefore, Bishamai could say, you know what, in that case, then in fact, there is no, in that case, then there is no major issu drabanan that you're being over on to do it. But where there's no spade stuck in the ground, they would tack and say it's usher. So the same thing over here, given that we said over here there is the fact that people are going to suspect when you're carrying around the ladder that you're going to fix your roof, so therefore they're not going to allow it on that basis. It's, they're going to ask it.
Yeah. We were talking about burning. Yeah. We were talking about, right.
Yeah. inami, and also you can further say that looking at Bishilul, ad kam lekami Bishilul hocha alav shoycha mechiyachalav. Why is Bishamay being made? Why is Bishilul being made over here by the ladder? Because the fact is, people know that you're going to take it to a birdhouse. The birdhouse itself demonstrates that you're taking the ladder to it. Aval hasam loy, but when it comes to digging to get dirt for kisi adam, no, because you still have a problem. Fine, even if the spade is stuck into the ground beforehand, so you dealt with the problem of chafira and the problem of mukta, you still have the issue that you may end up having to crush the dirt, which would be a matter of teichin. So then Bitzilah might be machmir on those grounds. So you don't have to say there's a contradiction. You could say that there Bitzilah has a reason to be mekel and Bitzilah has a reason to be machmir, and here the other way around. Ela hikasha. So no, rather, if there is a contradiction between the Mishnah's hakasha, it'll be as follows. And now the Gemara is going to start going through a number of the Mishnah's in our Perek where we see that Bishama is Machmer and Basil is Maple. So we'll do one of them now, and we'll continue with the rest tomorrow. Namely, the next Mishnah, which we'll learn tomorrow, Bishama Aimim Lo Yitzel Elam Ken Nian Hamabayim. That Bishama says you're not allowed to take birds out of the birdhouse unless you actually pick them up beforehand, before Yom Tov. Actually, you have to actually do an act of a chana to designate them that you want these after these ones.
No.
What? The birds. Or Vasil, I'm so whereas Vasil says you just have to stand there and say, I want to take this one and that one before Yom Tov. Which means that when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov, Vashama is being machmer, Vasil is being mekel. And it's a matter of mukta. That's a matter of a chana. Or a mini, but then we have the contradiction. Asher chachai fa'if Yom Tov, where Vashama is being mekel. And on that, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlef is a shita, that Rabbi Yochanan wants to say on that you have to flip around the opinions. And again, the Gemara says, Vidilmaloihi, maybe not. Maybe there's no need to flip them around. Maybe we can find a reason for Bishama to be Machmir in one case and Makel in another. Ad kan lakami Bishama ala hechadika deker notes. Again, when it comes to Kisi Adam, Bishama is being Makel because you have the spade stuck into the ground already, and it was offered to Chayak and everything, so we dealt with all the potential problems. Aval hechadika deker notes, loy, but where there's no spade stuck into the ground, then no. What's the equivalent of a spade stuck in the ground when it comes to the birds is if you only verbally designate them, Bishama is concerned that the next day you're going to take these birds, then you're going to pick them up, then you're going to change your mind and decide, you know what, I don't want to shech them after all. So then you pick them up. You carried something that was mukta for no purpose. So maybe therefore, Bishama is not willing to be makel. Inami. You can also say according to Basil. Ad kan lakama Basil hocha ala kibin de muktahu. Basil is only saying, okay, it's only a matter of mukta. So once you say verbally, I'm going to take this one and that one, then you've taken it away from being mukta. You've mentally designated that you want davkabit. Aval hasam loy. But when it comes to kisi adam, where again you have the issue that it's not just a matter of mukta, you have an actual issue where you might be crushing clods of dirt to do kisi adam, then maybe they're not willing to be makel on that. So we still don't have any contradiction between the Mishnayos and the Perek yet. And to be continued.